for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He passed away late Friday night in Houston. His five children, former President George W. Bush, and his siblings, Jeb, Neil, Dorothy, and Marvin, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said they're grateful for condolences coming in from all over the globe. George H.W. Bush was the nation's last World War II president, and he spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
George Herbert Walker Bush, dead at age 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A North Korean soldier has escaped and made his way across a still heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
It was just over a year ago that a North Korean soldier survived multiple gunshot wounds by his own comrades as he escaped across land into the south. What's interesting, and could now set back inter-Korean cooperation, is that this latest case is the first known defection since the Koreas each destroyed 10 frontline guard posts and demined part of their border area on Friday.
The Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel last February. The team issued a statement shortly after the NFL had placed Hunt on its commissioner exemption list. It said Hunt had lied when asked about the incident by team officials. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has issued a statement on the passing of former President George H.W. Bush. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump issued a statement from Argentina, where he is attending the G20 summit. Mr. Bush, the 41st president, died in Houston at the age of 94 on Friday night. Part of the statement highlighted his devotion to family, especially the love of his wife, Barbara. It also mentioned his full life of service to the country, something Mr. Bush once described in public.
Helping others and sacrificing and contributing to causes bigger than yourself.
I'm John Clemens.
Scientists say our planet recently rang like a bell. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
National Geographic is reporting that it happened a few weeks ago, a mysterious rumble rolling around the world. Seismic monitors first picking the event up near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, and Hawaii. A seismologist at Columbia University saying he'd never seen anything like it. Goran Ekstrom says it was as though the planet rang like a bell, maintaining a low-frequency monotone as it spread. French scientists say they suspect the ringing may have been caused by a new underwater volcano forming near Madagascar, though as of now, no one is certain what it was from. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Wendy King for USA Radio.